Well, we're into the last 2 days of 2025, and it's time to reflect on the year that was. And certainly when you look back at some of the bigger viral moments, was there one bigger than this one here?
Run! He's got a gun! And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? Yeah. And poor Mum was stuck up there, but she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracting to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And Mum ran into the bush
behind the fence.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you.
Yeah, we couldn't believe our ears, could we, when we discovered the identical Australian twins who were busy there recounting a robbery in sync. Bridget and Paula Powers, a viral sensation around the world after they were interviewed by a local news station in Australia about their mother's run-in with a car thief, and eventually they would get their own treatment on Saturday Night Live.
That's a joke! Don't write that down!
And recently they returned, well, they actually showed up in America for the very first time. They'd never left Australia until a few weeks ago when they arrived on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, as he gave them an award for being the viral clip of the year.
We'd like to thank Jimmy and Jimmy Kimmel Live. We are so honored to receive this award.
The two of them sat on the set for a few minutes and said they were going to go to Disneyland. They were pretty excited to be in Hollywood and check it all out. But their first ever trip to America came on the heels of a viral moment that the whole world wondered and looked at the two of them and thought, how can this be happening? But it does. It does. Another big viral moment happened at that Coldplay concert. Two people quickly ducking out of view when they were showing cuddling on the stadium jumbotron.
Oh, look at these two. All right. Come on. You're okay? What?
Yeah, they were in mid-canoodle there. They saw themselves and the two split apart from each other as quick as you can drop a pair of AirPods. And Coldplay singer Chris Martin said, either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. Well, the jury's still out on whether or not the two were having an affair, because there is one source that told people, well, they were colleagues at a company by the name of Astronomer, and at the time they were separated from their spouses and on a first date. But the internet meme makers did not wait for those details, if that's true. That was a crazy viral video that just exploded, and the company they worked for, Astronomer, made the most of their own viral fame. They hired a temporary spokesperson. It was Coldplay leader Chris Martin's ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions. Yes, Astronomer is the best place to run Apache Airflow.
Well, that was pretty clever of them. And the two lost their jobs. And that Coldplay jumbotron video has since had almost 130 million views. And it spawned a whole torrent of different memes as fans dug into that couple's history. That was one major viral moment in 2025. And hey, as the year comes to an end, it's also the end of an era. After 44 years, MTV is shutting down its remaining global music video channels, marking the final chapter of music television as we knew it. MTV, they began in August of 1981. Launched with Video Killed the Radio Star.
2 seconds away from switching to the redundant set sequencer. We have gone for redundant set sequencer start, then counting. 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Yes, long before the Housewives, Kardashians, that's all we had, right, is to watch MTV and see the same video circulate over and over, but it was just such a piece of fabric of our lives, MTV. So it's finally come to an end. Not that many were watching anyhow, because there's hardly any music videos on television at all anymore, but that's the biggest reason they stopped MTV after 44 years. Now, everyone just uses TikTok or YouTube, and it's all elsewhere other than on television. So no more MTV.
Say I want something else to get me through this. Send me some kind of life. Baby, I want something else.
Third Eye Blind at the Outskirts Music Festival next June. And Jelly Roll, of course, the main headliner, who will return to Saskatchewan after selling out rather quickly in both Saskatoon and Regina earlier in the year. Man, that show was incredible. And when Jelly Roll rolled through town in 2025, he's been granted, I guess, a full pardon from the governor of his home state, Tennessee, for past crimes. If you hadn't heard already, Jelly had quite the life. He was convicted of robbery in 2002 for stealing $350 from a home, receiving then 1 year in prison and probation. And in 2008, he was again found by police with marijuana and a crack cocaine pipe in his car. It resulted in 8 years of court-ordered supervision. But he served his time, cleaned up his life, has become this chart-topping superstar. He admits he occasionally still smokes some marijuana, but his health has improved drastically. I don't know if you've seen Jelly Roll lately, but you won't even recognize him. He's shaved his beard off now, and he's shed more than 200 pounds, and he's still working on it, and always an inspiration with whatever he has to say. He's got a mission in the new year.
I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026. I want to have one of the biggest transformations. I did this publicly for a reason. I want to be honest about my struggles with it with people. I wore it for so long. I think that people that become as big as I became, when they lose the weight, they're kind of ashamed. I wanted to lose it in front of everybody. I want to talk about it. It's on my Daily Roll vlog. I didn't become successful because of my weight. I became successful in spite of it. I somehow managed to be this successful with carrying 550 pounds. That's insane.
It certainly is. Jelly Roll back in Saskatchewan in the new year in June in Saskatoon. Hey, the Lotto Max has rolled over five straight draws now. Tonight, 80 million and 49 Max Millions if you want to get your lottery ticket. And tomorrow evening, New Year's Eve. You know, some people, they make a big deal out of it and want to get out and enjoy the evening. Others, not so much. They'll try to at least stay awake till midnight. But if you're looking for fireworks, I don't see any in town. In fact, last couple of New Year's Eves, which we've always just kind of stayed at home and done our own thing, I've heard the occasional firework, and it is illegal. City bylaws do ban setting off recreational fireworks within Regina city limits, unless it's part of a fireworks display with a permit issued by the fire marshal, and your event has to have a licensed pyrotech on site that has dealt with fireworks, too. So if fireworks are going off, it may not necessarily be legal. But no, I don't see any fireworks tomorrow night, at least not in Regina. What about in rural Saskatchewan? Maybe your hometown. 1-877-300-7275. Let me know so I can pass it on. People over the holidays talking about how they got Craven Country Thunder weekend passes for next July. I see Creed there in the valley. That'll be kind of cool. And Lainey Wilson is on the bill there, too. Welcome to the second last day of the year. Still no school, warmer weather. The outdoor rinks were busy last night. The intersections this morning are sloppy from all the melting and the sand. The city's been laying down everywhere. And some of the passing lanes have icy spots on the highways, but generally it's okay to travel now on the highways, according to the highway hotline, and it's going to be another mild day before some snow returns, often on snow tomorrow, but Mission Ridge Ski Hill is open if you're looking to get out for some fresh air. Great conditions there. They got the two park as well at Mission. The cross-country ski trails around the city and just outside are all groomed and ready for you if you want to get a little active today, and certainly you want to get yourself a lottery ticket, too. It's $80 million again with 49 Max Millions. Hey, Real Ag Minute host Sean Haney was on the Evan Bray Show yesterday offering his perspective on the year that was in ag in 2025.
Yeah, well, I think there's like probably the best story is kind of the record crop output that we had. You know, if you compare 25 to 24, 24 in the Western Canadian Prairies, really disappointed. We started out so well, and then Mother Nature turned up the heat, forgot to drop some rain, and yields disappointed. 25 was the opposite. We started out kind of shaky, and then we never got the heat in July, and we got some July rains that really pushed some of those yields higher. You know, talking to a lot of farmers across Saskatchewan, they'll tell you that their yields were way better than probably what they thought for the most part. What we need is the prices to be better. And profitability is really a concern, I think, for a lot of farmers. But by far, I think the best story for 2025 is what has happened from a ranching and cattle feeding perspective. We have had tremendous prices in the beef markets, and we appreciate the consumers that are listening to continue to spend the money on beef, even with some of these record high prices. Ranchers are finally making money, and it's been a really good news story for 25 in that regard.
As for what we can expect in the new year on prices and tariffs with China, Andy isn't so sure yet.
Yeah, it's a good question on the China front. I don't think everybody really knows what's going to happen. You know, we had done some market research earlier in the year, and I think it was like 72% of Western Canadian farmers believe that the Carney government should lift those EV tariffs with the hope of China lifting the tariffs on some of our Canadian agricultural goods like canola. But there's no surety of that. That's not a given 100% bet. And so I think we just kind of sit and wait. And there is going to be a visit by Prime Minister Carney here in Q1, I believe, to China, hopefully to try to lessen the trade tension between Canada and China. But for the time being, those tariffs are on, and our hope is that canola is going to be able to make it to China. Might just have to take a bit of a circuitous route through some other countries.
Sean Haney, host of Real Ag on the Weekend, sharing how he thinks the new prime minister is doing on dealing with those tariffs from an ag perspective.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, what's the expectation, right? Are they working front and back channels in terms of having a better relationship with China? I think so. They do also have issues with the United States at the same time, where those two countries are not on the best of terms when it comes to trade. Canada very much caught in the middle. So that's a sensitive topic. The number one market for Canadian canola is actually the U.S. and having access to the U.S. biofuel markets. We can't jeopardize that at the same time. Some people, though, believe that there should be some sort of compensation for Western Canadian farmers because of some of these tariffs that really stem from Canada applying those EV tariffs in the first place. So if your expectation is that there should be compensation, you're probably not thinking the Carney government has done enough. We have seen big payments in the U.S. They're going to be rolled out here in January, February, in regards to farmer profitability and trade tension, about $12 billion. We haven't heard that kind of talk out of the Canadian government, but there also hasn't been a lot of loud noise like there's been in the U.S. for that kind of package. We'll have to see if the Carney government changes their mind or if farm groups start to speak louder on that front.
Awesome. Sean Haney. And you go and tell your friends that I'm a problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long and if it's the whiskey? Well, the biggest album of 2025, Morgan Wallen's I'm the Problem, leading in the U.S. and Canada. Lady Gaga's Mayhem album leading globally as we look back on the year that was. Only two more days to go. And if you're looking for something to do with the kids, perhaps tomorrow, remember there's the Science Center ringing in the new year early. Noon, Year's Eve is what they always do. And next door, the Kramer IMAX Theater has the new Avatar. The Regina Pats are hosting the Warriors at the Brant Center at 4. A Casino Regina tomorrow night. The new Montagues are bringing in the new year. And I hear at the Ramada on Vic, there's a gala called the Latin Oscars and New Year's Eve celebration with a mariachi Latino band and buffet. And there are, of course, movie matinees. As I said, Avatar 3, the biggie. It surpassed 760 million globally in its first two weekends right now. And there's also the final season of Stranger Things coming to a close, not only on Netflix, but on the big screen New Year's Eve at the Landmark. They're showing the last episode of Stranger Things, which is clocking in at nearly 2.5 hours, too. And don't forget, there's free skating at the outdoor rinks in City Square downtown. They've got the Shack open extended hours, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. as well. Back to the movies here for a moment. One movie that hasn't gotten a lot of attention but is in theaters and getting a lot of Oscar buzz is for Kate Hudson in a Hugh Jackman movie called Song Sung Blue.
This story is about hope. It is about joy and music.
What do you think?
Mike and Claire dream. They won't quit.
And I just want to sing and I want to shine.
It is infectious.
Their story is wild.
Yeah, this one is based on a true story. It's a couple who were Milwaukee icons. They were known as Lightning and Thunder in real life, a husband and wife team, Mike and Claire Sardina. They performed around Milwaukee, paying tribute to Neil Diamond through the 80s and 90s, and their stories become a motion picture because, well, Claire, who's still alive, was there on the set every day sharing how it all went down. She never thought a movie about their lives would ever be made.
No, what I did not. But we were big dreamers.
Big dreamers with big hearts, a love story. They formed this duo. We're performing at festivals and fairs around Milwaukee. And their charisma rubbed off. They were like TV stars locally, too, and appearing at all the big festivals. In fact, their careers really began to soar when Pearl Jam invited them to perform on stage in one of their headlining shows.
The most thrilling time in my life, next to my marriage to Lightning in 1994. It was the most exciting time of my life. It catapulted us to success.
However, with that success, tragedy would follow.
37-year-old Claire Sardina, who was planting flowers at the time, was pinned under the car.
Yeah, in her front yard, minding her own business, hit by a car, lost her leg, and that's part of the drama of the story, and is a focal point of this new movie as she fought back.
I didn't lose my voice. I only lost a leg, but I can still perform, still have the passion, and can still sing.
She sounds like a performer, but the true story has come to life, and Kate Hudson plays Claire, and everyone who seems to see this movie all seem to think that, man, she might have it locked in for an Oscar, so we'll have to wait and see. But Song Sung Blue is in theaters now. CJME News Time is 827.